Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on board. Please stay tuned as you'll be hearing from your retirement navigator, Bruce Gray, shortly. We ask that you place all avoidable fees within your retirement plan in the overhead bin. We'll be departing shortly.
Welcome to the Retirement Navigator with Bruce Gray. Bruce is a financial advisor and the founder of GP Financial Services. He's a former member of our country's Air Force and is a proud author of the helpful book, Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? Stay tuned throughout the next hour for information and education that can bring you financial peace of mind as you travel to that wonderful destination of retirement.
We've reached our cruising altitude. You are now free to move about retirement.
Well, hello and welcome to the Retirement Navigator. I'm John Stillman, alongside Bruce Gray, the founder of GP Financial Services, also the author of Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? Big Bruce, what's happening?
Sitting up and eating solid food, brother. Things are good.
Well, happy to hear it.
How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing great. Always a pleasure when I get to talk to you here on the airwaves. And if you'd like to talk to Bruce and the team at GP Financial yourself, you can set that up by simply calling 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040. No cost or obligation if you'd like to come in for a complete financial review of your situation. 855-677-4040. And Bruce, you know, we often talk here on the show about the importance of not leaving your 401k behind. Maybe you've left your company or you got fired or laid off or just took a new job, whatever. You no longer work there. But your 401k is still there at the old company. So what are the main benefits of taking that 401k and rolling it over to an IRA?
Money. And that's what the Retirement Navigator is all about when you think about it, folks. And the end analysis is money. And that's the main reason you don't leave that 401k behind. First of all, fees and charges. If you believe you know the fees and charges in your 401k, 99 times out of 100, I would offer you some swap land in Florida. Because, you know, it's that old story, John. We think we know what we know, and we don't know what we don't know, and it gets kind of where you run around chasing your tail, but that's really true of 401ks. Do I think it's a conspiracy? It's not my call, but I do think that they don't really want you to know what your fees actually are, because it might give you a little bit of heartburn. But that's the deal, folks. You have fees and charges, according to Forbes magazine, which equal over 4% in a 401k or a 403b or 412i or any of these investment vehicles for retirement. So you need to know exactly what's going on. Those hidden fees are significant, and they matter to me. I mean, of all the issues with a 401k, John, you can see my Scottish nature because I bring up money first.
I guess that's how you ended up in the industry that you're in. But I think it is important to understand the reasons for moving that money over to an IRA, because we often say you should do it, but I feel like we often don't dive into the real reasons behind that advice. So there you go. Well, so Bruce, what are the tax implications of doing a rollover like that? I know that's a big concern for a lot of people.
Zero. Unless you take money out, there's zero. So, I mean, it's no harm, no foul. Not only do you not have to worry about tax implications, but you now have the abilities that you can work with an advisor like myself or John or somebody who has a little more knowledge about the industry. I've often said, and I do mean it, and I don't mean to be critical, folks, but I'm amazed at people who think that they can do our job. We spend literally years studying this industry. We take many, many courses, and they continue throughout our lifetime. And then somebody who has been in a totally unrelated profession comes in and thinks, oh, I can do this. Yeah, you can, but can you do it well? And, you know, not even people who are in our industry, John, do it well. You want to be able to work with somebody very similar to the fact that a friend of mine was just diagnosed with with some cancer, and he needs to go to a doctor that can give him excellent advice on that subject. And oftentimes, John, people need a money doctor on their 401ks.
And if you'd like some help being sure that you're making the best decisions you can with an old account that's sort of dormant at the company that you no longer work with, if you'd like to see what your options are for rolling that 401k over, Bruce can help you understand your options. 855-677-4040 if you'd like to reach out and have that discussion. 855-677-4040. What about while you're still at the company, Bruce? Because we've established that you're probably better off to have that money in an IRA instead of in the 401k. And you say, all right, well, I'm still at the company. I'm still contributing to the 401k. Can I move some of that money out and put it somewhere else? How does that work?
Well, oftentimes that is permissible, certainly, and you can do that. And what does it mean? It means when you bring the money out of the company, it is still a 401k, but it's under your direction and not subject to those fees. Or a smarter move, folks, is you want to convert a 401k, in most cases, to an IRA. Why? You have a lot more investment choices, and when you come to an advisor like our firm, like GP Financial, we're able to go over those choices with you. You can do all types of things with it. You can establish the oldest retirement plan in the world, and that's a fixed annuity. Now, I know people say all kinds of things about annuities, but typically most of the negative comments are about variable annuities, which have very high fees and charges and risk and that type of thing. But fixed annuities are the backbone of many a retirement plan and have been around since America's been around. They're written in the congressional record as being for the good of America way back when. So, you know, there are more investment choices. You don't have to take risk on your 401k. You can be certain that the money that you've acquired over all those years is there for you. Boy, there are just a lot of good reasons, John, that you wouldn't want to do it. And I'll tell you, folks, if it were me and I were leaving the employment of a firm, I'd roll that 401k in a heartbeat.
And again, if you'd like some help with your own account, 855-677-4040 is the number to call. All right, so we've decided we're going to roll the 401k over. How do we determine what kind of investment we should be rolling it into? Because as you've just explained, we now have the entire investment world at our fingertips. So how do we go about picking what's best?
I think it's basically just what's best for you. You have a myriad of investment choices. It's basically open to anything that you could own in the market. It's basically open to, as I mentioned earlier, all types of annuities. I wouldn't recommend a variable annuity because you're right back in the conundrum that you've been in when you were working and having it invested through the investment choices at your work. But nonetheless, it is open to you. Fixed annuities, again, are by far fixed indexed are all the rage nowadays in 401ks and IRAs. But you have all of those choices open to you. We can put it right back in the market for you with highly reduced fees if you're a person who doesn't mind taking some risk with your future or your retirement. Problem, folks, with having your 401k in the market is, think about it. You're in the market, you're doing very well, you proceed to retire, you're getting ready to do that, and the market goes down 50%. Suddenly you got half the money to retire on. If you're willing to make that risk, I have no problem. It's your dollar and it's your life. You just need to know what the risk elements are. So you've got tons of investment choices, way, way, way more than the mutual funds that are chosen for your 401k by your employer and your 401k company. So, you know, John, they're just way, way, way more than you have available to you in the standard 401k.
Well, Bruce, if somebody wants some help, maybe they're trying to determine if they should indeed roll their 401k over, or maybe they've decided they do want to do that, but they don't know what to invest it in once they do so. And they want some help in general. Maybe it's not just that particular issue. Maybe you just need some help with retirement planning in general. What do you offer and how do we make that happen?
Pretty simple issue, John. Just give us a call. It's just as easy as that. We're oftentimes able to help people with the issues that are in front of them with a simple phone call. Sometimes people are we might recommend that they come in and sit down and give us a little more time and a little more information. It could be something that is not quite as easy as 1, 2, 3. And so you might want to come in and sit down and give a more complete overview of your financial situation, where we can do a more complete analysis for you and give you a deeper and better understanding of all these issues. That happens too. It's just strictly up to you folks. It's your time, it's your money, it's your 401k, it's your IRA, whatever the situation is. I would just simply say to you that you don't typically go to the phone and call a surgeon and ask them what do you want to do in the surgery and spend hours of time discussing that. Sometimes you actually have to visit the doctor's office, and we're that way too. So it depends upon how in-depth you want to go, John, as you well know. We're going to do whatever is right and good for you, first time, last time, every time. Give us a call if you have any questions.
855-677-4040 is that number. That's 855-677-4040. Call and leave a message. We'll get back to you as soon as we possibly can and help you out however it is you need help. Again, 855-677-4040 is the number to call. That's 855-677-4040. This is the Retirement Navigator. Plenty more to come on today's program. Stay tuned.
GP Financial Services was built on a commitment to the senior community, and your retirement navigators, Bruce Gray and Ted Porter, work tirelessly to make sure your needs are met as you prepare for retirement. Come in for a visit with the team and get a retirement plan that will leave your finances protected in the future. Call 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040.
Reached our cruising altitude. You are now free to move about retirement.
It is the Retirement Navigator. We're joined now by Ted Porter, who's the Vice President at GPC Financial Services. Ted, how are you this week?
I'm doing great, John. Always a pleasure to chat with you, buddy.
Let's dive into some retirement planning topics here. And by the way, if you'd like to get in touch with the team at GPC Financial, the number to call is 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040. Leave your message there, and we'll reach back out to you later and help you however it is you need help. 855-677-4040. Ted, let's talk about the folks out there who say they don't want to retire. Maybe they've reached retirement age, but they say they don't want to retire. Is that usually because they love their job, they really don't want to walk away from their career, or is it more likely a defense mechanism because they feel like they can't retire for financial reasons? I'm sure you probably see some of both.
It's a great question, Johnny, and I've seen it go many ways, quite frankly. I mean, there are folks who are in denial, who really know they are not able to fully or even partially retire, but their egos don't want to admit that. You know, it's a tough deal. And certainly they're not going to admit that to most people or their friends or, you know, sometimes even their family members around them. So, and we have met many folks as well who are very transparent and fully admit that for whatever series of life events, either being undisciplined in their earlier years, going through broken marriage or marriages, maybe too much risk and over-leveraging in real estate holdings, or not managing risk in their market accounts, their nest egg accounts, not planning for lifetime income or long-term care expenses, whatever the number of reasons, they know they simply can't retire, but they're fully aware and now open for help in most cases. But, you know, some are not, and it makes us sad. We want to help people, but if they're not teachable and we can't show them perhaps where they need to make improvements that could really change the course of their lives, then we simply have to let them go, you know. So it's a great question, and it once again, I've seen it go many ways.
I know there are a lot of people who are in fine shape. They're in perfectly good shape to go ahead and retire and comfortably, but they just lack confidence in their ability to do that. Where does that lack of confidence come from, do you think?
Wow. You know, confidence or lack of it, Johnny, can be a systemic challenge that perhaps started way back in their childhood because of a family dynamic. We've seen that. Some are never able to really break out of that fear, no matter how much they've accumulated. It's simply never enough. They don't feel they have enough. I met a wonderful lady this week from our listening audience, and she has well over $6 to $7 million in rental real estate and plenty of cash flow that's positive. But she doesn't feel that she can afford to go on a much needed vacation because she feels that spending $5,000 or $6,000 to treat herself might leave her without the funds to help her family or provide for herself in the future. Even though she could afford to go on an extended vacation several times a year, but it just simply doesn't compute. I mean, she started with very little growing up. She had the idea of spending money on something like a vacation didn't make sense to her, although, you know, she needs it. And it's just something she feels she can't allow herself to have. So building confidence takes time. And Bruce and I lay out a very comprehensive written retirement plan that focuses on 6 major areas of planning. And once we have laid it out in black and white, and we have witnessed our folks begin to see that they can have confidence and really enjoy the lifestyle that they've worked for many years to attain. So we don't give up in those situations. But once again, it usually comes back to whether or not they can change and allow themselves to trust and build the confidence they need to move forward. So we're always trying to be open for people to really move through some of those fear types of situations when they should have the confidence they've got it there.
If you don't feel that you have the confidence that you should have in your retirement plan, give the team a call. Again, that number is 855-677-4040, 855-677-4040. On the other side of the coin, Ted, we have people that are probably too confident. They're ready to retire as soon as humanly possible, but they're just not in a financial position to do it. I'm sure you've seen people in that crowd too.
Boy, you know, there are folks that we've met, John, that simply do not like what they do for a variety of reasons, and they can't wait to get out of the workplace. But they're not in a financial position to do so and sustain their current lifestyle well into retirement. So for now, they're just grinning and bearing it. And we have been able to identify areas that they can clean up, if you will, and structure a more disciplined approach to contributing to their 401ks or their self-directed IRAs and helping them to create a workable budget that they've agreed to and basically given them the financial coaching and real emotional and practical support that will help them form new and rewarding habits when it comes to their financial lives. I mean, that's what Bruce and I strive to do in each and every case. So, yeah, that's a good one too.
Yep. Certainly want to be sure that you're making the right choices there, that you're not rushing out of the office too quickly before you have a good plan in place. No. Much better to find out on the front end that, you know, maybe you need to work a little bit longer as opposed to retiring and then finding out you have to go back to work. Ted, how do you help people find a solution when, you know, you've looked at the plan and you've determined that they really do need to work a little bit longer than they wanted to or they plan to? Maybe you can give us an example of how you've helped somebody work through that.
Well, you know, John, we've had so many cases where folks have come in for their financial MRIs really not knowing where they stand in their plans for retirement because they simply don't have a plan. They may have an investment statement or investment plan, but they don't have a retirement plan. Big difference. I mean, they're working their tailbones off providing for children and paying off big college debts and in many cases even helping out aged parents. And it's tough for the average person or family to save on their own for their own retirement needs, and we get that. However, in every case that we've seen so far, once we unpack all their financial accounts, their liquidity accounts, their income accounts, their health insurance and their life insurance and their long-term care planning and their legacy planning with trusts and wills and power of attorney paperwork, their monthly budgets, if they even have one, and we see exactly where they stand, the clear picture and planning begins to take shape for them. And as God's scriptures tell us, the truth will set us free. The light comes on, our folks see for themselves, and in many cases, they're better off than they thought. But this requires rolling up our sleeves and discovering where we're at, especially before we start making any suggestions on how to fix the problem. I mean, how can you know how to fix a problem unless you've opened up all of the particular elements taken a look at them, lay it out, see it structurally, see what it actually looks like, and then find out what their wants, their needs, and concerns are and help them structure that. So, you know, that happens quite a bit, John, in all of our planning because, you know, people are looking for that kind of coaching and that kind of direction, and we provide that for them.
Well, Ted, if somebody wants a little bit of help from you, wants that coaching, how do we make that happen?
Well, you know, John, I tell you what we do. Each week we offer to our listening audience what we call a financial MRI. And so for the next 10 callers who call in, and if we have more than 10 callers, which we have had, this has been a tremendously received, successful program through our listening audience, and we can accommodate people if we're managing schedules. So for the next 10 callers, we'll perform this financial MRI. We call it that because we take a snapshot of a retirement plan. And that way we can see very clearly with you where you stand now and where you're headed if you maintain your current course. And folks, if it's not broke, we're not going to try to fix it. If you're in good shape, we're going to bless you and move on because it's foolishness to try to fix something that isn't broken. That's not what we're here for. We'll also run what we call a stress test on your portfolio to give you a feel of what kind of risk you have in your current investments. So, for example, if we have another downturn like we did in 2008, how much do you stand to lose now? And if we have another great bull market like we did back in 2013, what is your upside potential? How are you managing your risk, folks? We want to be sure you're aware of all that and understand what that risk could do to you. And finally, we'll show you what a lifetime income plan really looks like. The biggest financial fear for most people these days is outliving their money. And we'll show you how to best invest your retirement savings to be sure that the paychecks that you need keep coming in for as long as you're alive. So if what we've talked about today resonates with you folks, give us a call. Pick up the phone. We'll take the first 10 callers, possibly more depending upon how flexible our schedules are. We'll sit down with you, do your financial MRI, see where you stand, because what really matters to Bruce and I and the Retirement Navigator folks is that when you come in for a visit, we will always, I mean always, give you an honest answer to each and every question, each and every time. And our goal in every case is to take the fear and the guesswork out of financial planning. So pick up the phone. We look forward to visiting with you.
Here's that number. It's 855-677-4040. 855-677-4040. No cost or obligation to come sit down with the team at GPC Financial. But call, leave a voicemail there. Tell us the best time to call you back, and we'll reach out to you and find a time to either answer your question or set up a time to sit down face-to-face if that's what's best for you. 855-677-4040 is the number to call. That's 855-677-4040. This is the Retirement Navigator. Plenty more to come on the program today. Stay tuned.
Ted Porter is your Retirement Navigator, and his team at GP Financial Services wants to make sure that you are very well equipped to traverse the financial landscape, because it's a jungle out there, folks, and if you're not careful, you could get lost. So come on in for a visit and let your retirement navigator, Ted Porter, build you a custom-tailored plan to lead you into and through retirement. Call 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040.
This is the Retirement Navigator. Ted Porter is the Vice President at GPC Financial Services. We'll talk with Bruce Gray a bit later on in the show again. And from time to time on the show, we like to get to know you guys a little bit better outside of the financial realm, Teddy. So question for you this week. What's the best live musical performance you've ever been to?
Oh, wow. Holy moly. Well, this is going way back to the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. I mean, there are a number of them. But I would say in the last 10 years, John, hands down, the Jersey Boys. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons history. And in fact, my wife Jackie and I have seen that show now four times. And it only gets more enjoyable each time we have the pleasure of coming to San Francisco to see it. I mean, I'm a native San Francisco boy, born and bred, and had the pleasure of living in the Bay Area all my life. And music, obviously, has been a big part of our San Francisco scene. And I was in it over my head back in the 60s all the way through. So, you know, one of those, I would have to say the Jersey Boys. If you haven't seen that yet when it comes around, folks, get there. It's a terrific, fun musical performance. Great music, great acting, great dancing, great story. And I don't even work for the company that produces it, John. I'm just one of those
You're just
Frankie
a satisfied
Dally
customer.
Exactly.
Well, there you
Thanks
go.
Thanks for asking that. That's cool.
It has nothing to do with anybody's retirement, but like I said, from time to time, we like to get to know you a little bit better. You're a real person who does real things. Let's talk about a less exciting topic, which is RMDs, required minimum distributions. Some people, I think, call them MRDs, but at the end of the day, it's the same thing. Required minimum distributions. Ted, a lot of people aren't clear on why RMDs are a thing. So why is it that we're required to withdraw from our savings once we hit age 70 and a half?
Well, if I could start this with a quick history lesson first and make sure our folks understand where all this started from, I think it's important because you'd be surprised how many people don't really know how all this came about. But the individual retirement account, the IRA or the 401k or the 457s or the 403bs, they're really a major part of every modern retirement planner's toolkit. And providing the opportunity to contribute income and claim it as a deduction in the year the deduction was made. Now, all of this came out of the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, which is called ERISA. And it was the first piece of legislation, folks, that changed the tax code and allowed for tax-deductible contributions. And this started in 1974 with the self-directed IRAs. The 401ks and 403bs and 457s, the other employer-based plans, came as a part of that legislation. They were rolled out in 1978. So the idea, the ERISA Act, laid the foundations, and back in the 1970s, it established the role of tax-deductible contributions in the IRAs, which back then were only $1,500 per individual per year. And the rules that allowed these funds invested in the IRA, they allowed them to grow without being subject to capital gains or income taxes. Now, under ERISA, only investors who weren't covered by an employer-sponsored retirement plan could make these contributions to an IRA. And that's why these rules applied back then. Once the defined benefit pension plans that were established before the ERISA Act, they became defined contribution plans in 1978. And for the most part, these defined benefit pension plans are not as active as they used to be ever since that rolling out of the 401ks. So this whole process has been evolving. Back in the Reagan administration, you know, you saw that the contribution levels raised up to $2,000 for an IRA. You could even contribute $250 to a non-working spouse. And back in the 90s, the 1980s rules, they remain, but subsequent legislation changed the contribution and deduction rules slightly as the tax code evolved. So now, as of 2012, you can make tax-deducted contributions to self-directed IRAs, $5,000 per person, with an additional $1,000 contribution allowed for investors over the age of 50. The 2017 401k, 403b, 457 contributions through employer-based plans are now up to, if you're 49 years or younger, you can contribute up to $18,000 to your 401k plan. If you're age 50 or older, that has been extended up to $24,000. So these are just some of the historical parts. This piece of legislation, the ERISA Act, came with the IRS rules that require individuals with self-directed IRAs, 401ks, 457s, 403bs to begin lifetime RMDs from their IRAs no later than April 1st of the following year in which they reach 70 and a half, because quite frankly, the IRS now wants its share of the taxes that we've deferred while we're working and contributing to our retirement account. So that's kind of a quick history, if you will, of how these things came about and the fact that they're required that you take them now once you reach these age limits with the IRS.
So that's where it all came from, and you want to be sure that you're following the rules and you're aware of what you need to do. Ted, is there anything you can do to avoid having to take RMDs?
You know, if you're willing and able to convert, John, to your deferred retirement contributions to a Roth IRA account where you pay the taxes up front, then at the time you reach 70.5, you do not need to make the RMDs. And the growth, it's not taxable as income when you make your distributions. You know, that's one way. And, you know, Roth conversion strategies can be an excellent way to avoid future RMDs, folks, and taxations. But there are very specific rules and situations that must be reviewed before you move forward on this type of retirement planning strategy. And we have helped folks over the years discover what that looks like and how it might or might not apply to their specific situation. And we discuss all this when we get together with our folks on the financial MRI that we offer at no obligation or cost. So it's a good discussion that we have with people that it might apply to.
Again, if you'd like some help with this, the number to call is 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040. Ted, what if somebody has a nice income from maybe pension, Social Security, perhaps some rental income, and they don't need these RMDs at all for their income? What do you suggest they do with that money?
Boy, you know, they can fund additional life insurance or long-term care. They can put away additional funds for legacy planning. They can donate that to a favorite church or charity or mission. The point is that it's their money. And if they have to take the distribution to avoid the penalties for not taking them, which, by the way, are 50% penalties along with the income tax they owe. So you simply don't want to avoid those distributions. They can be much more painful than just taking them as required. So there are a lot of different strategies that we've used for people that have the other income structure, the pillars in place. Now that they have to take these distributions, what are we going to use that money for? Because in some cases, it's significant, and it doesn't have to go into savings accounts. We can put that money to work safely and do what they're looking for to maybe bolster up some other areas in their retirement planning. We do that all the time, John.
Well, Ted, maybe you can give us an example of how you've helped somebody plan around RMDs within their retirement income plan.
You know, John, we're working with one of our clients who are a healthy couple, 70.5 years old, in leveraging those RMDs along with some other annuity income to acquire a hybrid life insurance plan that offers long-term care benefits for home, nursing home, and assisted living that is paid from the death benefit if they need it. Or if not, it converts to a tax-free death benefit and avoids paying costly premiums that are not recovered if the long-term care portion is not utilized. It's a brilliant strategy to provide a solution for both estate taxation needs and providing the long-term care protection if or really when their health changes, and now they need to fund that expense of long-term care. And once again, folks, this is what we do with our financial MRI offering each week. And for the next 10 callers, we'll try to accommodate more because we've been getting them. We're going to offer you this financial MRI, and it's going to be a chance for us to get together, sit down with you, take a look at your retirement plan. We'll take a snapshot of it. We'll see exactly where you stand and where you're headed if you maintain your current course. You need to know these things. We also run that stress test on your portfolio to give you the kind of feeling of what risk you're actually holding in your investment strategy, because a lot of people don't know that. They haven't transitioned from accumulation to preservation, if you will. And if we have another downturn like we did in 2008, what could that do to your retirement planning now? If we have another great bull market, what would that mean on the upside part? You need to know these things and understand them more fully. And finally, folks, we'll give you, as we've mentioned before, an idea of what a real lifetime plan looks like. The biggest financial fear for most people these days is outliving their money. Wasn't always that way, but it is now. We'll show you how to best invest your retirement savings to be sure that the paychecks you need, the pension that you need, will provide that income for as long as you live, no matter what happens to the marketplace. You need to know and have confidence in these things. So if what we've talked about today resonates with you folks, pick up the phone, We're not going to hurt you. We're going to have a good conversation, and we'll take the first 10 callers, possibly more, depending upon how our flexible schedules are. We'll sit down to your financial MRI, see where you stand, because our goal is to always answer honest questions with honest answers and to take fear and guesswork out of financial planning. So we look forward to visiting with all of you. Pick up the phone.
And that number to call is 855-677-4040, 855-677-4040. No cost or obligation, but it's a great chance to come in. If you're retired or getting close to it, come get some answers to your questions. Let them ask you some questions, maybe get you thinking about things you haven't considered before. Again, the number to call, 855-677-4040, 855-677-4040. We'll answer some of your questions on the request line coming up next with Bruce Gray. This is the Retirement Navigator.
More and more Americans must now depend on personal savings to last them and their loved ones through retirement. Trying to save and build a financial foundation to support yourself for the rest of your life can seem like a big challenge. But there is help available by calling Bruce Gray and his team at GP Financial Services. Call them at 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040.
Forget about arguing over directions.
Oh, please, come on.
We go through this every single time.
Keep listening to your Retirement Navigators, Bruce Gray and Ted Porter.
Wrapping things up here on the Retirement Navigator, Bruce Gray again joins us. He's the founder of GPE Financial Services and the author of Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? You can get in touch if you'd like by calling 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040. Bruce, I didn't mention earlier, you just got back from, what, Montana? How was your trip out there?
Big sky.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever been there, John?
Never have. I've been to Idaho, which I guess is similar.
It is similar. Montana is a really beautiful country, and my wife's father and her brother are farmers there and have been all their lives. Interesting, the brother was going to be a doctor, is going to be a surgeon, and he got married in college and came home to support his wife and ended up being a dirt surgeon, if you will. Very bright guy in the farming business. Well, can I give you a quick story, John?
I'm always down for a good Montana story.
It's probably the highlight of your life. Well, we're sitting there the last night, and as you know, we have a motor home, and her brother and sister-in-law came to chit-chat with us, and I really like her brother. He's a very bright young man. I say young man. He's middle-aged, but to me, everybody's young nowadays. anyway, they said something about certain money arrangements and situations, and I said, well, if I were you, I would do this, that, and the other, and I would consider this, that, and the other. And my wife's sister-in-law looked at me with kind of a glaze on her eye, and she said, well, I didn't know you did that for a living. Now, there you go.
Not been paying much attention in the last 40 years?
Well, it's just that I don't go in there and say, whoopee, I'm an advisor and do this and do that. I mean, he doesn't come to my place and tell me how to plant our little vegetable garden we have out beside the house. You know what I'm saying? It's just you don't live your job sometimes within family environments or those things. You're there to enjoy family. And I said, well, didn't you understand or didn't you know that I'm a financial advisor? And in fact, so is your sister. Terry, my wife, is a financial advisor as well. And they just kind of looked at us like we were it was astounding information to them. Now, you know, and it left me thinking, do I overburden people with knowledge about my situation and talk me, me, me? No, that's not the way to live life, in my opinion. But do I not do a service to my own family by making suggestions that might work for them and help them in their life. It made me wonder, John, what's appropriate? You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
How much information do you share? How much do you not share? What do you do? And it just seems like the old saying, you're darned if you do and darned if you don't.
Well, so let's clear the air here, guys. Bruce is a financial advisor. So been doing it for about 4 decades. If you'd like some help, feel free to reach out. 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040. I don't know if they can get this show in Montana, but for anybody around here that's confused about what you do for a living, that's it. Well, let's open up the mailbag there, Bruce, and answer some questions from the folks. We're going to start today with Roger, who's in San Francisco. Roger says, I've had some losses in my IRA recently, nothing huge, but it still makes me nervous. My broker says he's not worried about it because everything goes up in the long run, but I'm 60 years old and I'm not sure he understands my sense of urgency. Is he right? Should I just chill out?
Well, I don't know your sense of urgency either, Roger, but I will tell you this. I think that you have some efficacy or some rightness, if you will, in your thinking for this very reason. When you're 60, in my opinion, and I think it's shared by many other advisors in the nation who approach their job from the proper angle, I don't think you should have as much risk on your 401k or your IRA at age 60 as you had at age 40 or 35 or 45. Quite succinctly, Roger, as we get older, we should get safer. And I don't know if it's your sense of urgency or just your sense of common sense, but I don't agree at all with what your broker has to say. Is your broker right when he says things will go up in the long run? Yeah, but if it happens to you in your lifetime and you're not at the proper age, they can go down. You can start taking money out of your IRA and you're taking money out of a depreciating asset, and that could get really, really ugly in your retirement. So I would tentatively or selectively disagree with your broker. Now, last point. Brokers get paid when your stocks and bonds buy and sell. Some of them also charge you a brokerage fee for representing you. So without being unkind to your broker, he has an interest in seeing movement in that account in most cases, my friend. So, Roger, I'd be careful if I were you.
All right. Very good. So hope that helps, Roger. How about Gretchen, who is in Walnut Creek? Gretchen says, I just lost my job and will probably be without income for a few months while I find the next one. Is this a good time to do a Roth conversion since I won't have as much income this year as I normally do? And in answering that, Bruce, why don't you explain what a Roth conversion is for the rest of us?
Well, Roth conversion is simply taking your Roth IRA from a taxable event into a tax-free IRA where you no longer owe taxes on it. Because you're paying the current taxes. Now, what's the advantage of that? Well, obviously, as that IRA grows and gets larger, the tax burden is going to grow with it. And the other advantage is when you retire and you start to take money out of this Roth IRA, you are not taking out taxable dollars. So there's several reasons to do that Roth IRA. And Gretchen, I would simply say to you, if you can afford the taxation and your income is lower to the point that you've entered into a different level of income taxation, you've lowered your level on it by doing this Roth conversion and you can afford to do so, it may not be a bad idea. I'd sure like to ask you a couple of questions before you do that and make certain that we're on the right page. Because at the end of the day, a great idea at the wrong time can be costly. So we want to be certain that you're not in a situation where you're hurting yourself. But I would say to you candidly, it might have some efficacy.
Very good. All right, let's take one more question. And by the way, if you have a question for Bruce and the team at GP Financial, just head over to the website, which is seniorchamps.com. That's seniorchamps.com. www.thebrucegray.com. Let us know what's on your mind, and we'll answer as many as we have time for. Let's go finally to Bill in Campbell, who says, I was planning to work for one more year and then retire, but I'm now hearing that we might have some layoffs, and I could be offered a severance package equal to 1 year's salary. So that actually seems like it would be great news, since I was only going to work a year anyway. Am I dumb for hoping that I get laid off?
I don't know if you'd ever be dumb hoping you'd get laid off, as long as you're getting laid off with pay. I would say that was a bit advantageous to any of us if that were the case, Bill. I think as I was getting humored in that I've worked with a gentleman for years by the name of Bill Campbell, so we got one from Bill in Campbell. I kind of was getting a chuckle out of that. You know, it's easy to amuse us financial advisors, John.
I guess.
So, to your question, I think if you have a situation where it's advantageous to you, it's always good. If you're going to be offered a severance package and it's equal to your 1 year salary, and that was the sum and substance of what would happen anyway, well, Merry Christmas. I see no problem with free money at all. You know, free money is always pretty good, isn't it, John?
I've never had a problem with it.
He's always glib and humorous like that, folks. John is a great tongue-in-cheeker, no matter what day or night you get him. But you're right, and I've never had a problem with it either. And I have very few clients that have ever complained about getting more in a check than they were expecting. So, no, Bill, I don't think if all other things are equal, I don't think that that's necessarily a problem for you. 1 year's salary and a nice lump sum for simply signing your name on a piece of paper. Now, the fact of the matter is, we don't know how long the layoffs are going to last. We don't know the future is what I'm sharing with you, Bill. But all things considered, I don't think you'd be making a bad move there if it's as you have outlined to us here.
Well, Bruce, the thing I like about all these questions are that they strike right at the heart of what you do, which is retirement planning. So if somebody wants some help on that front, how do we make that happen?
Pretty simple. You just give us a call at our toll-free number. We even pay for the call. Why is that important to you? Well, as we've discussed many times during this program today, none of us are clairvoyant. We don't know what the future is. Sometimes opportunity rings in a peculiar manner, like in the case of Bill. Maybe at the end of the day, we can get something better for Bill because of his layoff. And rather than it be a bad thing, we can take a whole group of lemons and make lemonade out of them. And it's simply a matter of giving us a call. Most people I know have questions about financial issues and would like to discuss them a little more in depth. And again, you don't go to a general practitioner for a heart surgery. And that's pretty much a comparison to what you should do when you have financial thoughts or questions. I've always been amazed, John, at the people who think that our job is easy because we spend hours and hours each year and years studying and learning about this business. It's not something that you just decide, I'll invest here, or I'll invest there, or I'll put my money on Blue Nose in the fifth race today at Pimbleton or whatever it is. So you want to give us a call, ask any questions that you might have. Life is simple. We don't try to make it complicated. We're going to give you a complete and understandable and actual, factual answer to each and every question, each and every time. And we certainly look forward to hearing from you.
And that number to call is 855-677-4040, 855-677-4040. No cost or obligation to come get that financial review on your retirement situation from the team at GP Financial Services. 855-677-4040. Just leave a message and we'll get back to you very soon. 855-677-4040. That's all we have time for on today's program, but thanks so much for tuning in. We'll talk with you next week, same time, same place, right here on the Retirement Navigator. Have a great week.
If
information heard on the Retirement Navigator is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. GP Financial Services founder Bruce Gray has more than 45 years of experience in the financial world and has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. Investment advisory services are offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.